People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. Home Advisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office at 1748 East Wabash Street for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Come on down and see Michelle at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives just off the square at 50 West Clinton Street in Frankfort. Open Monday and Tuesday by appointment. Call 765-652-2504. They have limited hours but an unlimited selection of primitives and antiques to make any room of your home more beautiful. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives open 10 to 4 every Wednesday through Saturday. Come see all the new items added weekly at Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where they remind you to surround yourself with the people and the things you love. Be listening for details of the fall gathering coming up in August.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station keeping you connected, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders. But did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Dunes have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in, too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provi Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. It's a Wednesday. You got Ken and Kevin here. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. We're here on a Wednesday, about 25 minutes left in the second portion of the program. If there's something on your mind, you want to give us a call, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. Ken and I can talk to you just about anything you would like to talk about, if we legally can. 659-3338. Hello there. Let me fix it up. Tearing down the TV station here.
You're tearing down everything already.
Breaking Wylo.
Yeah, never mind.
Full disclosure for Chad Evans, the chief meteorologist at WLFI and Lafayette. Chad is doing some meteorological consulting work with seed dealerships in Iowa and Illinois. And he has a Zoom meeting this morning. He said that we'll likely go over the time today, since it's regarding the rest of July to August and trends and stuff and dealing with La Nina.
Right.
And so we're guessing that he had an early Zoom meeting this morning, and it spilled over into the 9 o'clock hour. Cindy Lovelace has left a message on his cell phone for us. So we'll see if we could get Chad, and if we can, we'll talk to him. If not, well, that's okay, too. Before I forget, Ken, is there anything we need to know that came out of your meeting yesterday morning?
Yeah, there is one thing.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I didn't know if you had your notes.
No, I don't have my notes in here, right. But I can do it off of my brain. Yeah, somebody would say what brain. But no, the commissioners went ahead and approved part of that elevated water tank yesterday.
Oh, yeah, good.
$2.919 million worth.
Okay.
Just a little bit of pocket change.
Yeah.
But, and the elevated water tower is going to be located in the spot behind where, the way I got it now, behind that little spot, back there, there's about 4 or 5 acres sitting behind, the good to go up there.
Is this out by the interstate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where it's going to go.
Now, what is an elevated water tower? What is this? Literally above ground?
Yeah, it's above ground. But exactly what it is, make it any different than any other water tank. I think it's just a water tank. It isn't quite as big.
Okay.
As what some of the other ones that we see and normally think about.
Almost $2 million.
Almost three.
Almost three.
Well, and actually, if you combine all the other things, remember that's the thing that was supposed to be started at 3.5 and came at 3.62?
Yes.
They're trying to get the back down to get it under the 3.5 now.
That seems like a lot of money for not much return. It seems like you could do that a little more cheaper than $3 million to build a water tank.
I don't know if you can or not.
No, I'm sure they did the bids and went through the process.
And the thing of it is also is that, with this day and age of exactly, all the little things that you have to do now as far as making sure it's, the cleanliness inside, the water inside, all the
checking the dirt samples and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the fact of the matter is there's probably just a handful of companies that even provides this service, and they pretty much have us over the barrel.
Well,
we have to do it, so they can gouge us,
Well, the thing is, I believe the company that's coming in is out of South Dakota, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That gives you an idea of how many companies don't do it, Hopefully it's not a big, ugly eyesore out there.
No, I don't think it will be. I'm almost sure it will not be.
All right. I want to say something, too. Of course, we're all dealing with the 28 traffic and the construction they're doing, which will be awesome when they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, I was at Dollar General over there by Del Rio Automotive Group the other day, and I was pulling out, and I was going to take a left to come back toward town. And I started to pull out, and then I had to stop real quick and put it in reverse because people have become complacent almost in the fact that I've noticed most people are driving the regular speed limit, like we had all four lanes open. And it's hard to pull out. And though we got a lot of tight turns and you know, up and down that corridor there. And just please slow down. I see kids, particularly younger people who haven't been driving much, you know, one hand on the steering wheel, looking over into the passenger seat, talking and not paying attention, and speeding at the same time. And I'm here to tell you, you just can't go that fast. There's no room for error.
That's right.
You know? So, kids, slow down. I hate to sound like a crotchety old man, but I could also say adults, slow down, man. Give it, you know, let's get back to taking our time. There's workers out there. They need to be safe. We need to get this done as quickly as possible, and they're certainly doing what they can, but just slow down. It's only like a quarter mile that's really affected, a half mile, mile or something.
You know, the thing of it is, just like I've said downtown, the same situation like that, which I know you're talking about because I was out there about either Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember what night it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I was out there, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because that's just like the situation downtown, like on Main and Columbia. You know, I mean, you know, I should say Clinton and Main and all those little, you know, streets downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm really kind of worried about these people maybe, you know, going the wrong blanking way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised we've not had more of that, actually.
Yeah, and also the fact that... you know, they're going. I just get this feeling in the back of my. I've had this feeling ever since I've thought about this. I just get the feeling something really strange is going to happen next weekend.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we'll be the first to know.
Yeah, I imagine we would.
And you mean with the hot dog festival and things being different? Yeah, it's going to be a different animal altogether, and we'll have to. You know, I feel very confident with Kim's efforts with Frankfort Main Street.
Oh, I do too.
City police, you know, they're on top of it.
Right.
And so all we can do is hope for the best, and there's no way around it. I mean, we just have to deal with it. It is what it is.
I know, but the thing there at Clinton and Main particularly, I've said this when I was talking to Jason, I'm shocked. Because those people sitting at that corner waiting to head west down there.
Mm-hmm.
Are not patient.
No.
They think it's just because they stop for a second. That's time enough. No, it's not.
No. You got to make a full stop and check both ways twice.
You know, and the other side of the coin is that when people, especially semis, decided to get in there and decided they want to turn someplace real quick, it just slows everything down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right on that. And again, it is what it is. Let's all just give them a break, slow down a little bit, be aware, pay attention. I've shared with the listeners, Kim, that we're now living no longer in the palatial Keith estate.
You're living in downtown.
We're in the downtown area now. And it's so I'm loving living downtown. I didn't know how I was gonna enjoy it, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And love may be a strong word. I'm liking it more than I thought I would, okay? Yeah. There's just something about the downtown history and stepping out of an evening and taking just a little walk around downtown and looking at all, you know, just thinking of the past and the history and what all this has been. And
I hate to use one word that gets used a lot, but I'll use the word ambiance.
Yeah, the ambiance. No, absolutely.
And the thing of it is, also, here again, if you really want something, there's no excuse why you can't, you know, just hoof it down to wherever you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You got everything downtown with, you know.
For the most part.
Yeah, you do. And
you're right.
And then within three blocks, you can cover everything you want.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
So as I either go home at lunch or go home for the evening, I've seen the work start on the old Main Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got a big dumpster out there.
Yeah.
And they're filling it up daily.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited to see something develop there.
Well, you know, the realistically, that whole area there right by, right where that's at,
mm-hmm.
and that whole block that from about the back part of Regents there.
Yeah.
Till you get all the way down to technically almost where the microbrewery is.
Right,
know,
right.
Which is still not really, I don't think it's really a microbrewery yet.
Yeah,
but whatever it is. that whole area has gotten progressively worse in my mind.
Yeah.
And because nothing has been done to it since I've been here.
Yeah, they're not even really mowing it at this point or trimming it.
No. And what you see in there is like, oh God, come on, let's move somewhere else with this.
Well, they're aware of it now, and they are working on it. And of course, the county now owns the Regions building and that property back there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give full faith of the county that they're going to do the right thing with this and make it look nice and be an efficient annex for us. But just that whole area downtown as you head north. I just love seeing things develop, man. I can't wait to see what the main hotel looks like and that those other couple buildings there around it, and what the county's going to do with the old Regions building.
Well, one of the things that originally, if you think about that little building, is back not on the corner, but back off the corner there at Jefferson and Main.
Mm-hmm.
We had those big plans for what was going to happen for. That and then it kind of fizzled quick.
Right.
So I don't really want to get my hopes too much up in the air, but
I think it's one of those things that when one person starts it, I think there's going to be a lot of people jump on the bandwagon,
and if
nothing else, they'll want to do it out of embarrassment.
That's true.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll have about 12 minutes left in the Party Line program. Give us a call, 659-3338.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Attention government and 501c3 nonprofit agencies. A Goodwill program will pay for low-income seniors to train at your organization. You provide the assignments and supervision they need to gain skills and transition to employment. In the process, you get help in carrying out your mission. Call Ruth Hooker at 765-714-0415 to learn more. That's 765-714-0415. This program is supported by the U.S. Department of Labor. It is part of an award totaling $924,776, with 11.65% in additional funds contributed by Goodwill Industries of Michiana. The contents are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement by, the DOL or the U.S. government. For more information, please visit dol.gov.
More and more these days, it feels like sports are losing out to hype. Who dissed who? Who signed the fattest contract? Who got busted for cheating? Lost, too, is the unique capacity sports have to inspire us, to unite us. Well, great news, sports fans. Sports are still being played for the right reasons. They're still as entertaining as they are character building. You just have to know where to find it. And you only have to look as far as your local Indiana high school. You know, the place where the games are exciting, concessions are affordable, and the parking is free. Where the emphasis is on hustle and heart instead of hype. If you prefer real, honest-to-goodness sport played for all the right reasons, you'll find it at your hometown high school. High school sports. Games are being played this weekend at an Indiana high school near you. Okay, everybody. Who's in?
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station keeping you connected, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Want to thank our sponsors of Party Line on this Wednesday: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Kim. We've got a few minutes left in the program. Larry Scherer, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, how you been? All right.
Okay, I've been okay.
Good.
I got a comment. You know, those people drive like they want to drive all the time anyway.
You know, you see it up close and personal, don't you?
Yeah, I have. And at night, they're still running around here just as hard as they can go going
out. Oh, man. It's just, there's no room for error. It's so narrow there.
Yes, it is, and I don't understand it.
Well, people are in such a hurry to get everywhere. And I think when we first started this, people were pretty responsible, and I saw people taking, you know, precautions. But now it's just like, no big deal.
Yeah. But, and you also got the ones that complain about it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're always
going
to have complainers.
I don't understand that.
Me neither. This is development, right? This will be nice when it's done. We're thankful that NDOT's in here tearing it up.
Not only that, it's only about, what, 6 years late?
Yeah, right, yeah. At least 6 years.
Yeah?
At least they're doing it right this time, going down and taking out the brick.
Yeah, I think they're down to the dirt here in front of my house, too. So anyway, I just was that. So how's everything going?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We just recovered from a long week of the Clinton County and Howard County Fair, and I've had a pretty busy summer, too, as me and the family had to move, so...
Where'd you move to?
Still
that big
Frankfurt.
New building?
No, so I don't want anyone to know exactly where I live.
Okay,
it's somewhere in the downtown area.
You don't live? I just wonder if you lived in that new apartment house building.
No, I will say that, no. But that's
okay,
nice. It's nice.
Then I will not ask you where you live.
I'll tell you off the air. I just don't want the Kevin stalkers to show up.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Maybe we could put you on the payroll, Larry, and let you be our State Road 28 traffic reporter.
Now, I got another question just for you.
Okay.
What do you think about all them guys that work for Trump getting arrested?
Indicted and arrested. You know what? I'll have to say that I've not seen much on that over the last couple days. I think where there's smoke, there's fire a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I can't really speak to that. I think that if you're associated with Trump in any way, since the Democrats are in charge and the media is in charge of the Democrats and the Democrats are in charge of the media, you know, they're gonna throw everything they can at him and make him look terrible as they can.
Well, that's just about what conservatives do also.
Turnabout's fair play. I certainly give you that most times.
I heard that the guy from Kentucky.
Rand Paul.
No, not that idiot.
Oh, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. You know, Rand Paul, his dad was pretty sharp, but I don't know what's the matter with the boy.
Yeah, no, I liked his dad, too. His dad was a little more even out there than Rand, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the common sense politicians. They
did you hear that Mitch McConnell's wife was arrested?
No.
Yep. She was caught up last week, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I think her name's Elaine Chao, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to work in the transportation department or secretary of something.
Some guy said that she was a contractor with her folks for materials for highways.
You know, I may have seen something on that last week. Now that you mention that. Yeah, that vaguely sounds familiar.
And that's supposedly illegal. I don't know.
Right, right.
And then this other guy got $1.5 billion from the Arab states to outlaw, influence Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested him yesterday.
Okay. Well, they probably got some evidence they think is strong enough, so.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Larry, we're working on the senior fair, man, so I hope to be able to see you on the senior fair coming up in September.
I'll see if I can.
Yeah. If you need a ride, I'll come grab you again.
Oh, no, my wife's retired now, so I won't need a ride.
Oh, okay. All right.
I appreciate that, though, bud.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Well, tell the people to slow down out here.
I will. I'll continue to do that.
And tell them also that this is only half of it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Exactly.
You're a good point.
It'll be all next year, too.
Yep. It'll be nice when it's done, though.
Well, you tell Ken I said, hey.
He's right here.
Right here with you.
Yep.
So how you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Don't be falling, man. Don't be falling.
I won't be following any longer than I have to be. I guarantee you that.
Okay, we'll take care of yourselves, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Larry. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the phone call. Well, real quick, Ken, it's National Hot Dog Day, the third Wednesday in July. They say here that they taste great, but don't ask what's in them.
No, you don't want to know. You don't want to know.
All right, some hot dog fun facts. It's considered wrong to eat your hot dog with ketchup or a knife and fork. Now, I like ketchup on my hot dog a lot of times, but I also like mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I occasionally have cut them up with a fork, like into smaller bites. I don't do the knife, though. Mustard is the most popular topping in America.
Mm-hmm.
7-Eleven sells 100 million grilled hot dogs every year. Americans eat more than 25 million hot dogs at baseball games every year. Now, the Germans claim hot dogs were invented in 1487 in the city of Frankfurt, hence the name Frankfurters. All right. It's also National Junk Food Day. Go ahead and dive into all that fried, salty, saturated fat and sugary goodness. I did that last week at the fair. A microbiologist named Michael Jacobson is credited with coining the phrase junk food back in the 70s, and somehow we just kept eating it anyway. So,
yeah, I know.
Junk food day. I sure love my Swiss cake rolls, that's for sure. Ken, thanks, man.
All right,
and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, plus Encompass Credit Union. Ken and I back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.